由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位听众朋友，欢迎你收听今日嘅《天路导向》。
And today we'll continue by looking at chapter 2 of the book of Daniel.
今日我哋将要继续嚟学习《但以理书》嘅内容。
But I want to begin by telling you a fact.
咁我哋喺今日阅读《但以理书》第二章之前，想话俾你听一个事实。
Just about every one of us has some insecurities.
几乎呢，其实我哋每一个人都可能有啲冇安全感嘅时候。
Whatever your sense of insecurities may be, listen carefully.
咁无论你得唔到安全感喺边个地方，都请你要留心听。
The question is, what do we do with our insecurities?
咁问题就系我哋面对冇安全感嘅感觉嘅时候，应该点样去消除呢种感觉呢？
Acknowledging our insecurities is 90% of the cure.
原来能够承认自己是没有安全感的，你就已经医好了你90%的病了。
Because if you don't know how to deal with your insecurities, they will hurt you.
因为如果你不懂得怎样去应对这种自己没有安全感的感觉，就会伤害了你。
If you don't know how to bring your insecurities into subjugation to Christ, then you...will be a slave to your insecurities.
如果你唔识得将自己嗰种冇安全感嘅时候放喺耶稣基督嗰度，让佢嚟平息，你就会成为咗冇安全感嘅奴隶啦。
In Daniel chapter 2,
今日我哋要喺但以理书第二章嗰度睇到但以理点样做一个控漏底柱。
We find a man who was the most powerful man in the world at that time.
原来当时在世界上面最有权势的人。
And yet this man could not sleep at night because of insecurity and fear.
这个最有权势的人因为恐惧和没有安全感而失眠。
He was tormented by his insecurities.
这种没有安全的感觉是折磨着他。
He was haunted by his anxiety.
焦虑是缠累着他。
This moment began in his second year on the throne, and it went on year after year.
这种情形是从他登基执政的第二年就开始了，是年复一年这样重复。
Until it drove him to rage and anger and near insanity.
你可以发现呢，这种的情况会让他狂暴发怒，甚至丧失理智。
And there are three things here in Daniel chapter 2 that I want to share with you.
我哋喺但以理书第二章嗰度，希望同你去分享三点。
First, in verses 1 to 14, you find the fear of the godless.
第一就系喺第一到十四节，你可以见到唔敬畏上帝嘅人心里面系有恐惧。
Secondly, in verses 14 to 30, you find the faith of the godly.
第二就是你在第十四去到第三十节，你可以见到敬畏上帝的人心里面有信心。
And thirdly, in verses 31 to 45, you find the fortitude of God's kingdom.
第三是31去到45节，你可以见到上帝国度的坚固。
But because of the narrowness of time, we're only going to read 14 verses.
但是你知道通常信息就大的时间就少，所以我们只读18节经文。
And now let's read from the book of Daniel chapter 2 verses 1 to 18.
请你聆听我读出但以理书第二章一到十八节。如果你有圣经的话，你都可以翻开旧约的但以理书第二章一到十八节。他说尼布甲尼撒王在位第二年，他发梦啊，心里面好烦乱，不能够睡觉。王就吩咐人将所有的术士、用法术的、行邪术的和加勒底的人都召过来，告诉他们听王的梦，要让他们为王去解梦。 咁嘅时候呢，佢哋就嚟到站喺王面前啦。王就对佢哋话：我发咗一个梦，心里面好烦乱，要知道呢个系乜嘢嘅梦。加勒底人就用阿兰嘅语言对王讲话：愿王万岁，让王求你去将你嘅梦话俾仆人听，让仆人可以讲解。王就回答加勒底人话：梦我已经唔记得咗啦，但系你唔能够将梦同埋梦嘅解释话俾我哋听，你哋就必定要被凌迟处死，你哋嘅房屋就必定要成为粪堆。你哋如果将梦同埋梦嘅讲解话俾我哋听，就必定从我呢度得着赠品同埋赏赐，并且大嘅尊荣。你哋要将梦同埋梦嘅讲解话俾我哋听。佢哋第二次就对王话：请王将梦话俾仆人听，仆人就可以讲解。王回答讲话：我梗系知道啦，你哋梗系故意喺度拖时间，因为你哋知道嗰个梦我根本就忘记咗。你哋如果唔将个梦话俾我听，就净系得一个方法对待你哋，因为我就知道你哋预备好晒嗰啲方言啊、乱语啊，乱咁同我讲，就系、是、要等时势变咧，跟住又乱咁解释。所以你而家就要话埋个梦俾我听，因为我知道你哋话个梦嘅讲解有乜难啫，但系讲埋个梦就难啊嘛。咁加勒底人听到王咁样讲之后呢，佢哋就回答王啦，话根本呢个世界上就冇人能够答到王你问嘅问题，因为啊，无论君王大臣掌权嘅向术士或者用法术或者加勒底人去问呢条问题，冇人咁问过嘅，根本就王所问嘅嘢太难啦，除咗嗰啲唔同嗰啲世人住喺同一个世界嘅嗰啲神明之外，根本就冇人话到俾王听你想知道嘅嘢。因此呢，尼布加尼撒王呢就好嬲啊，佢就大发烈怒，就吩咐话巴比伦所有嘅哲士啊，佢就话要杀晒佢哋。於是呢、这个命令发出啦，哲士呢就将要被杀。於是呢就有人开始寻找但以利同埋佢嘅同伴，要杀佢哋。王嘅护卫长阿略就出嚟要杀巴比伦嘅所有有言能嘅人。於是但以利就用一啲婉转嘅说话就回答佢，话向王嘅护卫长阿略话：王嘅命令点解咁紧急呢？阿略就将个情节话俾但以利听。但以利就入去求王去宽限，就可以将王嘅梦嘅兆头讲解俾王听。但以利就翻到佢嘅居所，就将呢件事话俾佢嘅同伴哈拿尼亚、米沙利同埋阿撒利亚听，要佢哋祈求天上面嘅上帝施怜悯，将呢个奥秘嘅事指明，免得但以利同埋佢嘅同伴同埋巴比伦其余嘅哲士系一同灭亡啊！呢、这个就系喺但以利书第二章一到十八节讲嘅嘢，而之后佢嘅梦究竟系点讲呢？咁就之后再同大家分享。
Did you hear the fear of the godless in verses 1 to 18?
唔知道你听唔听到但以理书二章一到十八节里头感受到嗰啲唔敬畏上帝嘅人心里面系充满恐惧呢？
In the last message, we left Daniel and his friends graduating from the King's College with top honors.
我哋发现原来喺上一讲里头，我哋见到但以理同埋佢嘅朋友喺优异嘅成绩里头系从王嘅学校毕业啦。
And they got some of the top jobs in the palace.
佢哋仲喺宫廷里面攞到好优厚嘅职位。
While Daniel and his three friends were going through Nebuchadnezzar's college,
我哋见到正当但以理同埋佢三个朋友喺尼布加尼撒王嘅学校里头读书。
The king was being tormented by recurring nightmare.
阿尼布加尼撒王一直喺呢段时候都受到反复出现嘅噩梦所折磨。
He brings his wise men and counselors and says to them, "If you will not tell me my dream and interpret it, I will chop your heads off."
佢就对手下嘅言明嘅人啊，同埋谋士就讲啦，话如果你唔能够将我嘅梦同埋梦嘅讲解话俾我听，我就杀咗你。
This of course included Daniel and his three friends。
呢个当然亦都包括但以理同埋佢三个朋友。
You may have a hostile boss at work。
可能在工作的环境里头，你的上司对你有敌意的。
Or a hostile family member.
或者你在家里面，你家的成员对你有所抵触。
You need to remember this.
但是你都要记住。
They are hostile toward you because they have no peace in their lives.
他们对你有敌意是因为他们生活在不平安里面。
And that lack of peace is expressed in hostility at those who do live in peace.
这些缺乏平安的人就会敌视那些有平安的人。
Secondly, we see the faith of the godly in verses 14 to 30.
第二，在第14到30节就可以让我们看到敬畏上帝的人心里面有信心。
Daniel, who had been spending time with God,
但以理他是肯花时间和上帝相处的。
Daniel went home and called a prayer meeting with his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
所以我们是见到但以利一回到家就召集他三个朋友哈拿尼亚、米沙利和亚撒利亚举行一个祈祷会了。
In verses 20 and 21, after a powerful prayer meeting,
在第20到21节我们见到这个强而有力的祈祷会有什么果效呢？
Listen to what Daniel said.
让我们一起来听下但以利所讲的说话，是记载在但以利书第二章20到21节，正话那里后面少少啫。第20到21节，但以利就说，上帝的名是应当称重的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属于他，他改变时候、日期、辉煌、立王，将智慧赐给智慧人，将知识赐给聪明人。诶，不如继续落去读多两节。他说他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明亦都与他同住。我列祖的上帝啊，我感谢你，赞美你，因为你将智慧才能赐给我，允准我们是求你将我们赐智慧给我们，让到我们能够同王去讲返王叫我们要讲的事。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I tell you this fact.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我告诉你这个事实的时候，请你留心去听。
Nothing can give you power and strength in your life like spending time with God.
在你的生活里面，只有肯花时间和上帝相处，才能够为你去带来力量，其他方法是不可能的。
And Daniel comes out of a prayer meeting and says, Where is the king? Show me the king's chambers.
祈祷会完了之后，但以利就问王在哪里啊，带我去王的议事大厅啊。
While others were hiding from the king, shaking in their boots, writing their last will and testament, Daniel was saying, Show me the way to Nebuchadnezzar.
当其他人都在逃避着，只脚在震，在想着写遗嘱的时候，但以利却说，带我去找尼布甲尼撒王。
The palace chief of staff saw Daniel clothed with power and ready to go.
宫中的护卫长阿略啊，已经见到但以利身上面带住能力，整装待发。
My listening friend, when you have God's favor and power, everyone wants to be associated with you.
亲爱的朋友，当你得着上帝的能力同埋赐福嘅时候，每个人都会愿意同你合作。
And so we saw first the fear of the godless.
所以首先我们看到不敬畏上帝的人心里面是有恐惧的。
Secondly, we saw the faith of the godly.
第二，我们是见到敬畏上帝的人心里面是有信心的。
Thirdly, let's look at the fortitude of God's kingdom.
第三样东西，不如让我们一起来看看上帝国度有几咁的坚固。
In verses 31 to 45,
在第31去到第45节那里。
What was Nebuchadnezzar's dream that Daniel supernaturally not only knew but also interpreted?
但以理就透过超自然的能力知道了并且讲解到尼布甲尼撒王的梦究竟是什么呢？
Daniel told the king about the fear that had been troubling him.
但以理就告诉王听了，原来是恐惧一直困扰着你。
Daniel told him, God gave you this dream in order to show you that he is the one who is in control of history.
但以利对王话，上帝俾你呢个梦系为咗让你去睇到佢系掌管历史嘅嗰一位。
And so the dream was that of a giant statue.
原来尼布甲尼撒王发梦见到一个好大嘅像。
You can see that in Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse 31.
嗱，睇下但以理书二章三十一节嗰度话，王啊，你梦见一个大像，呢个像好高好靓，企喺你面前，个样好恐怖嘅。
Now this statue represented over 600 years of history.
呢个像系代表六百几年嘅历史啊。
Let's look at the statue in the dream.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下梦里面嘅大像。
The statue's head was made of gold, that is the Babylonian Empire.
这个像的头是精金的，是代表巴比伦的王国。
But by the year 539 BC, the Babylonian Empire will be absorbed by the Medo-Persian Empire.
去到公元前539年之前，巴比伦的王国将要被波斯马代王国替代。
The Medo-Persian Empire is the chest and the arms of the statue represented by silver.
波斯马代王国就好似呢个像嘅胸膛同埋膀臂咁样，系用银做嘅。
By the year 331 BC, Alexander the Great would rise to power, and his empire is the belly and the thighs of the statue.
去到公元前331年前嘅时候，亚历山大嘅大帝嘅帝国将要崛起，佢嘅帝国咧，马其顿帝国咧就好似呢个像嘅肚腹同埋腰咁样。
The Greeks would rule the world for about 180 years, which is symbolized by bronze.
我哋发现希腊人系将世界系统治咗180年左右，系用铜嚟象征嘅。
The Greek Empire will give way to the Roman Empire.
只有希腊王国系要让位去俾罗马帝国。
The Roman Empire is the legs and the feet, which are a mixture of clay and iron.
罗马帝国系呢个像嘅脚同埋佢嘅大腿小腿系半铁半泥嘅。
But iron and clay will not mix very well.
但系你要知道泥同埋铁总系捞唔埋噶嘛。
So when the stone that is cut without hands hit it, the whole statue crumbles.
所以当这个铁和泥是作出来打在上面的时候，它是不融合的时候，所以呢当一块非人手作出来的石头一下碰上去的时候，整个大的像都被整到烂了。
My listening friend, this is the most important part of the whole dream.
我想告诉你听听众朋友，那个大石头撼上去那块石头才是整个梦最重要的部分。
What is that stone that is not cut with hands?
究竟那块不是用人手作出来的石头是什么来的呢？
This stone smashes the feet, which causes the entire statue to collapse and be reduced to powder.
我想告诉你，那块石头打在脚上面就造成整个像的崩溃，变成了粉末。
The wind blows it away, and very soon there will be no sign that the statue ever existed.
好快就被风吹散晒，再睇唔到呢个像曾经存在过嘅任何痕迹。
At this point, the small stone that is not cut with hands become a boulder.
跟住呢个唔系用手去凿出嚟嘅石头，系变成咗一座大山啊。
It becomes higher than the highest mountain.
呢一嚿石头系会大过晒所有，高过晒所有嘅山峰。
And finally, it fills the whole world.
最终它充满了整个天下。
Do you want to know what this stone is?
你想不想知道这个石头是什么？
Let me urge you to read verse 44 of Daniel chapter 2.
让我读给你听，但以理书第二章四十四节，他说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的上帝必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，他要打碎灭绝那一切国，这个国必定存到永远。
Because the stone that is not cut by hands is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
原来那块不是由人手作出来的石头，就是主耶稣基督。
He will not be born by the will of man or by the seed of man.
佢唔系按人嘅意愿，亦唔系人手所生成嘅。
And that's what it means that this stone is not cut with hands.
呢个就系非人手作出嚟嘅石头嘅意思。
But by the divine will of God, he will be born of a virgin.
耶稣基督系凭住上帝嘅旨意，系由童贞女玛利亚所生。
In the beginning, he looks obscure and insignificant.
喺开始嘅时候，佢好似最唔明显、最唔起眼嘅。
He will be despised and rejected.
佢被人轻视、被人拒绝。
This stone is a nobody in comparison to mighty Caesar.
呢块嘅石头同凯撒大帝相比微不足道啊。
But his kingdom and his rule will be in the hearts of men and women and will grow and grow and grow.
但系佢嘅国家、佢嘅王国、佢嘅权柄将要进入人嘅心里面，渐渐咁样增长。
First, as a persecuted religious cult in the Roman Empire.
开始得嗰十几个人，跟住喺罗马帝国里头系受到迫害。
Then it will grow to take over the Roman Empire.
后来它不断的发展，遍布了整个罗马帝国。
Then it will grow to take over the hearts of men and women, boys and girls.
跟着它继续发展，并且掌管男女老幼的心。
From every nation, from every tribe, from every tongue, from every class of people.
这些人是来自各个国家、各个民族、各种方言、各种阶层。
Until one day when he will come back and take over the whole universe.
但是直到有一日，主耶稣会回到来，再次掌管整个宇宙。
And Daniel was saying in effect, Nebuchadnezzar, let me tell you a few things about the kingdom that is coming 600 years after your time.
但以利实际是讲尼布加尼撒，让我告诉你，在你只有600年的那个王国的事。
That kingdom is going to be God's kingdom, not man's kingdom.
那个王国将要是属于上帝的，而不是属于人的王国。
The gates of hell will not overcome it.
地狱之门没办法胜过它。
That kingdom will eternally endure.
这个王国将要存到永远。
That kingdom will stand forever.
这个王国将要永远屹立。
While the other kingdoms become dead history,
当其他王国都消逝在过去的历史里头的时候，
That kingdom will be universal kingdom.
这个王国将要成为宇宙的王国。
That kingdom will have no geographical boundaries.
这个王国将要没有地理的疆界。
But here is the most important question that I can ask you, my listening friend.
但是听众朋友，现在想问你一个最重要的问题。
Are you a member of that kingdom?
你是不是这个王国的子民啊？
Is the rule of God in your heart?
上帝是不是掌管着你的心啊？
Is Jesus the king of your life?
耶稣是不是你生命之王啊？
If not, he can be today.
如果不是，他可以的，今天就可以了。
Come to him.
来到他面前啊。
On his door, there is a sign that reads, No applicant will be rejected.
他屋企门口贴咗张招牌，写住来者不拒噶。
God's word is true, and every word of Daniel's prophecy came to pass.
上帝嘅话语系信实嘅，而喺但以理预言里头，每句说话都应验咗。
And in the same way, the Lord Jesus told us that He is coming back to take His believers with Him, and they will rule the universe.
同样，主耶稣话俾我哋听，佢要再嚟同佢嘅信徒住埋喺一齐，佢哋一齐掌管呢个世界、呢个宇宙。
Here is another prophecy that will come to pass soon。
仲有另一个预言要应验啊。
When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, those who believe in Him will receive eternal life。
当主耶稣再嚟嘅时候，信佢嘅名嘅人就要得着永生。
And those who do not accept him will receive eternal judgment.
而那些不接受他的人将会受到永恒里面的审判。
And my friend, make no mistake about it, that prophecy will be meticulously fulfilled.
亲爱的朋友，这件事是千真万确的，这个预言会完全地应验。
God will always prevail against the opposition.
上帝永远都会胜过他的敌人。
He is the cornerstone that was rejected by the builders.
他就是那个被建筑工人所丢弃的防角石。
But everyone who rejects him will be crushed on that stone.
但是我想告诉你，拒绝他的人将要被这块石头打得粉碎啊。
A wise builder of a family builds his family on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
一个聪明的建筑者就会将他的家庭建立在耶稣基督这块防角石上面。
A wise builder of a business builds his business on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
一个聪明的建筑者就会将他的事业建筑在耶稣基督这块防角石上面。
A wise builder of a life builds that life on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
一个聪明的建筑者就会将他的生命建立在耶稣基督这块防角石上面。
And those who have built their lives on the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, have no need to fear the future.
而如果你今日已经将自己的生命建筑在耶稣基督的防角石上面，你对未来根本就不需要有任何的恐惧。
They have no need to fear world events.
对这个世界上面所发生的任何事情，你其实根本不需要恐惧。
They have no need to fear anything at all.
你如果面对这个世界上面任何的事情，你都不需要惧怕。
Because sooner or later we will see the fulfillment of the prophecy of him who said, every knee shall bow.
因为迟早我们都要见到上帝这个预言的应验，就是万膝都要向上主去跪拜。
And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
万口都必定向荣耀的父神承认耶稣是主。
No wonder even ruthless Nebuchadnezzar fell down on his face before this great and mighty Lord.
难怪傲慢残暴的尼布格尼撒都会在这位伟大而且尊贵的主面前俯伏跪拜。
I hope that you too will fall on your face and worship Jesus Christ.
我都希望你能够俯首敬拜耶稣基督。
Then join us next time as we continue this series of messages.
咁样喺下一次嘅节目里面，求你都同我哋一齐去收听呢个系列信息，从但以理嘅故事里头系学习上主赐俾我哋嘅话语。而喺度，如果各位听众朋友你想同我哋联络嘅话，你可以写信嚟到俾我哋。我哋嘅地址系香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼，或者你可以发个电邮俾我哋，我哋嘅电邮地址系 liangyou@liangyou.net。或者你又可以去到我哋良久电台嘅网站www.liangyou.net 去留言版同我哋分享。咁如果你写信嚟，记得系写俾我万峰，千千万万嘅万，攀越高峰嘅峰，或者写俾麦克牧师，系迈向前方，克服己身。咁咧，你记得系揾我哋嘅时候咧，话到我哋嘅名，否则我哋都收唔到你嘅信噶。咁喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，我哋下次天路导向嘅时间再会。